My name's Jo Melchior and I'm from Community Links in Newham and I'm working on the Free Flyers project. We are looking to link with Lee Valley on our hockey project, and secondly we see this as a valuable aid to some of our leadership programs for our young people because of the fact that it's confidence building, it's teamwork, it's everything that we want to actually inspire in young people.
Now, you didn't go out on the raft, but you were watching young people on the raft and you were smiling. I think you were thinking to yourself, this project's really going well, it's really making a difference.
I was incredibly jealous, actually, today. It probably was a bad call not to go in, but I'm honest, I wimped out a little bit. But I think it's a fantastic facility. It's been incredibly welcoming. I think that the young people have benefited from some very, very good guides who took them round the site. Dynamic, sense of fun, strong leadership, everything, actually, that we want to see with our young people. So the people they work with here at Lee Valley are something to aspire to.
And talking about these young people, where are they from? What communities are we talking about? And what would they be doing if they weren't doing things like this?
Well, they're from Newham, and as I say, they've already made a commitment to working with our teams at Community Links because they come along to our community hubs and they take part in our sports sessions. And so they've already made a choice to be active. But I think probably the best people to speak to is the young people themselves. They've got their voice, don't worry.
Well, let's actually go over to some of these young people that we were talking about. You two were on the raft earlier on. I'll talk to you one after the other. So tell me who you are first.
I'm Andreas Nunes-Joras and I'm from Beckton.
So you've gone around this course 6 times. You do look quite tired, but you look really happy as well. You've had a really good time.
Yeah, it was really fun, and the way everyone just helped each other out to get people back in the raft as well, it was really fun.
We were talking about how it is fun, but it's also team building and there's other kinds of skills that I guess you can gain from it. Do you think that's going to help you when you leave here and you go about your life day to day? Are you going to be able to use these sorts of skills?
Yeah, we hope, because it's all about teamwork and helping each other out, because if you don't do that now, how is anyone going to do it in the future?
I think those are very wise words. I mean, do you want to add something to that? Tell us who you are.
My name's Jason Turner. I'm the Youth Sports Manager at Community Links.
You've been involved for quite a long time now. Talk to me about how things have gone over time.
A year and a half ago we started, and I wouldn't like to put today's session at the start of where it was. I can remember walking into a college hall, and we had the boys one side, girls another side. Some of the group knew each other, so they was together, and it was so divided and so fractional, it was unreal. And we fast-forwarded a year and a half down the line, and these guys come together on a weekly basis. They've even got to the point where they stay around each other's houses now. That's how close the bond has formed. And the session today just epitomises the teamwork and how much these guys value each other. Although this was only a small part of the group that we've got, you know, it shows you the relationships that are formed. And walk can be a dangerous place, and these guys have all helped each other out today.
And talking about this project, fast-forwarding, where would you like to see it go? I mean, would you like to see people coming to Lee Valley White Water Centre a lot more, using this place and really gaining on those sorts of skills that they've been learning today?
Most definitely so. And one of the comments, I think we must have been on the third time round, one of the young girls said, one of them said, why didn't I watch this on TV, London 2012? And the other said, I want to be an Olympic canoer. And that was having been on the water for 10-15 minutes. So if we can do that in 10-15 minutes, if you can imagine what we can do over years and years upon that.